Welcome back to the passenger seat with me, Dobby McDurbin. Mama told me when I was young, sit beside me, my only son. And if you do this, you know that song? That's Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's one of my favorite songs. My mother used to sing that to me every night before I went to bed. She was a great woman and a great singer. She was a vocalist for the local orchestra, so that's how you know she was legit. She used to tell me every Sunday after church, honey, listen to the songs I sang today because I was not allowed into church after the incident. She would go through the hymns and tell me which each one meant. She was a really kind lady. We had a very strange sleeping arrangement in the McDurbin household. All the children slept in the basement in a small room, stacked 10 high. There was 10 of us McDurbins at a time. Not all brothers and sisters, just 10 McDurbins. Mom always liked to have 10 McDurbins in the house. Well, because there were so many of us and there was such a small room, Mom wouldn't actually come down to tuck us in. We had an intricate facility built where the pipes would run through the walls, and then there'd be a speaker box next to each one of the bunks that was stacked 10 high. And I guess my mother would stand up in the shower and she'd start singing the hymnals, and each time she did that, they would each come through the small speaker next to our ear holes on our bunk beds. Although it was kind of weird not having your mother in the same room to tuck you in a way it was nicer because you knew, like God, she was singing to multiple people at once. In a way, she's my Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that's why I have a tattoo of her in the band Lynyrd Skynyrd on my back.